Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of agents for software development. Buckle up, folks. This is going to be a whirlwind.
Software is eating the world, right? So automating development seems like the next logical step. What's the big deal with these agents?
Well, think about it. Developers spend a ton of time on coding, bug fixing, testing, even communication. These agents aim to automate chunks of that, boosting productivity. Imagine having a tireless coding buddy who can whip up boilerplate code, squash bugs, and even navigate complex code bases.
Sounds dreamy. But how do these agents actually work? Are we talking about full AI takeover?
Not quite a takeover, yet. There are copilots like GitHub Copilot that assist with code in real time, and then more autonomous agents like SPE Agent and Open Hands that tackle broader development tasks.
So they're like supercharged assistants? What are the challenges in building these things?
Plenty. Defining the environment, designing actions, code generation, file localization. It's like teaching a robot to navigate a library, find the right book, then rewrite a chapter in a specific style. Challenging to say the least.
I see. Interesting. So these agents need to understand code, right? What kind of data are they trained on?
Everything from simple coding examples to complex data science notebooks. Datasets like HumanEval, Konala, and Sweebench are used to teach these agents the ropes. And then there's the issue of finding the right code. File localization is a biggie.
Got it. Finding the needle in the haystack. So how do they evaluate these agents? Just check if the code runs.
That's part of it. Metrics like PassetK measure if generated code passes tests. But there's more. Lexical and semantic overlap metrics, even visual similarity for web development tasks, play a role.
Makes sense. Visual similarity, that sounds cool. But what about safety? Could a rogue agent wreak havoc?
Absolutely a concern. Accidental pushes to main branches, deleted tests, even intentional hacking. That's why sandboxing, credentialing, and post-hoc auditing are so important.
Safety first. So what's the future hold for these coding agents?
Oh, the possibilities are vast. More agentic training methods, human-in-the-loop development, tackling broader software tasks beyond just coding. The sky's the limit. And who knows, maybe one day these agents will be writing our podcasts.
Whoa, that's a thought. Thanks for the insightful overview. I'm definitely excited to see what the future holds for this technology.
Absolutely. And thank you for listening to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Bye-bye.